I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We just want to say thank you. Don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that was epic. If you came out to our inaugural Strays of Summer at number 38.
Are you going to hit a meow?
Oh, I can.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cats were a big hit.
They were so cute. I think a lot of cats went home.
They did.
With new owners, with their parents.
There was like some bidding wars going on cats. They weren't, but like, just, it was such a great event. If you don't know what we're talking about, we talked about it for a couple of weeks. We brought together like 12 shelters, I think.
It was 13.
Was it? I mean, and was just at number 38 in the heat of the summer, and it was like, not exactly well thought out, but everyone was so nice.
It was thought out.
Well, but I mean, I wasn't, for some reason, like Strays of Spring as a little more... But then you could get like a snowstorm and then it wouldn't work at all.
Right.
So we got to do Strays of Summer. Mm-hmm. But whoever brought all the big, like the wader pools for the dogs.
So smart. Oh, they loved it.
They would just sit there with their, just that sprawl.
It's called the sploot.
It's a sploot, yeah.
Oh my God. Hmm. Why didn't I learn that?
I tried to teach you and you ignored me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yes, and thanks to Sploot for bringing out, they had their tent out there. They gave away a membership.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who won that. Hopefully someone who got their pet this weekend.
I don't know why. I get weird expectations in my head. And for some reason, I thought it would be a lot of like decrepit. Like, I forget how many shelters have puppies.
There had to have been 40 puppies there.
It was wild. And even the big dogs like Slacker, the Great Dane.
Yeah.
And some of the big dogs, like there were still dogs who were under a year. So you could have kind of a puppy life without a full puppy life.
Yeah, you got a little training done already on those dogs. You walk them back into your house.
Yeah.
And there were also no issues amongst the dogs. We got some wrestling in and stuff.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Was
it Longmont Humane Society or somebody over on the one side had like a little yap yap dog that was so mad the whole time because they've like... The one woman had to stay in her booth. Oh, it wasn't Loma. It was the one next to him. She was like, I'm the only one here. So she couldn't leave.
Aww.
So the dog didn't get to go see other dogs. So finally somebody took that dog and it had a blast.
I was like, someone should have come and got me. I would have taken the dog.
Yeah, oh my God, it was so great. Then the dog was playing with the dogs from like those shepherds that were from like Loma Humane Society and Licorice from Lola's.
I loved Licorice.
Licorice was such a cute dog.
Yeah. I don't know if I met Licorice.
Oh, you
but
might.
I did meet Emmy, and then Dane almost took her home.
You guys got a dog.
I didn't think we were that serious. And then he was like leaving because he had to run. He's like, I got the number for the rescue in case we really want to.
Was that one of the dogs at Positive Restorations or
Res Dog? Res Dog. And she was just the little baby. She was just hanging out in my arms for a long time.
Like kind of brownish furry one?
Yes. I know.
How do you not take that dog home?
We almost did. I hope someone else did. I hope someone else was. She was getting like spayed this week, I think.
Okay.
So hopefully someone else is getting her.
Do we want to like run through everybody? I just want to say this. We haven't really said it out loud, but we're doing that again, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What? That was.
It was great.
It was better than I think I expected it to be.
We're outside on a Saturday, beers, margaritas, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
My buddy Josh brought his daughter and didn't get an animal.
Very surprised by that.
Yeah.
It did not go well at home.
I bet.
No.
I bet.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. But again,
the GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things, we're gonna rattle all these off, and I think they're probably still up on our website, but we get, like, here was the one thing that a lot of shelters said. They all play nice together. Like,
yeah.
If you put us next to like some other radio station, we're going to burn them down. Like, we're going to fight.
Don't say that publicly.
No, but if like, if we're next to, where's Big Mike at? KYGO?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm knocking their tent over.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing something.
Mm-hmm. I love Big Mike. He's a great human, but you can't put our tents next to each other.
Right.
You did that meat remote, right?
I did. Yeah.
With and him I was and like, fight each other. But like all the animal shelters, they don't have that instinct. Their dogs like just talk to each other.
They
and
just want
to
help dogs.
I know, it's weird.
They're just kind-hearted people.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, and that was something that we learned too, is all of them, even if you can't adopt a pet, they are looking for fosters, right? Yeah. They're all looking for people to join this community. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out.
Reach out to any of these people. Mm-hmm. And if they don't need you, because I realize the woman who waits on us at Cativella, like, does
she said fosters for hobo? Yeah.
What is it? Hobo
care boxer rescue?
Yes, but she was the one carrying around a boxer on her arm that was sound asleep. It was just like,
is that the one that my nephew said looks like a dragon? From
Dragon.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, okay, it was with the like, the face.
So cute.
Yeah. So hobo was one of the companies. Res dog, we already said. Who else was out there?
Angels with paws.
There was Lola's, I think we said
that. Hold on, is Angels with Paws where Pete got a dog from? I think it was.
Oh, was it?
Oh, the first
Powerball
dog,
Pete showed up like 10 minutes early and stole one of the cutest dogs right away.
Like, was adopted before the event began.
Before we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. But it's okay because it looks exactly like his other dog.
And their dog's name is Biscuit and this one's name was Cookie.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So that happened. Who else?
Evergreen. Right? Isn't that one?
Animal Protective Lady.
Yeah.
They had Slacker the Great Dane, still up for adoption.
Yep.
You guys, did we
Sweetest boy.
Somebody adopt Slacker. You don't have to leave his name as Slacker. That dog is a gentle giant. The woman who fosters him lets him sleep with her. You don't have to do the same. She has like boxers that sleep with her as well. And she said Slacker is great with cats as well.
Cute.
This giant dog loves everyone, every creature. So adopt that dog.
Yeah.
Who else?
Very cute. We mentioned Longmont Humane Society. There was also Old Dogs, New Digs.
Oh, and they actually
all
had
the
some
senior
people.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm going to steal the name because that's who Pete got it from. Scroungy Dogs and Pretty Pups.
Yes.
Is where Pete got his dog.
Yes, that's right.
All right. That's fine. I guess you can take it. Positive Restorations.
For sure. They had a ton of cute puppies.
They had so many puppies.
And by the way, please look all these places up. They're all going to be involved in 12 Strays of Christmas this winter, but you got to look them up in the meantime. Who else?
There was Red Fern Animal Rescue. There was Soul Dog Rescue.
Oh my God.
A Friend of Jack and Four Paws for Life.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Fetch Photo Truck.
Yeah.
That dude was awesome.
Yeah, that was so cool. Yeah, those pictures are dope.
Like, I want them in my house. I would rather have pictures of dogs than humans. Yeah.
Well, you can get them of your own dog.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you meant you just wanted his
I don't know if he
photos.
Can wrangle my dogs. I think he's super talented, but my dogs are spazzes.
I can guarantee he could. You know, that's his entire job.
The Tito's folks were really nice. They were handing out swag. Kong was there with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And I and Love and You was giving out dog and cat food.
Yeah.
And we'll say it again, Sploot. Yeah. Those guys they're coming to the table and they made some promises like about the next thing we do. Yeah. I mean, if your dog, cat, ferret, whatever gets sick, go to Sploot, please. Mm-hmm. What else? Is that it?
I think that was it. It was really fun. Oh, and thank you to number 38 for having us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone for coming. It was a hot day, but we had a lot of fun.
It was amazing. So I think there's going to be some cool videos up on our socials.
Fingers crossed.
Within the next few days. And if not, we'll see you at 12 Strays of Christmas, like 7 months from now.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.